innocent matter at all. For both the snorer and the non-snorers, snoring is an extremely serious matter. And as you can imagine, because of that seriousness, a number of people are desperate to end snoring, either their own snoring or that of their partner. And as you can just as easily imagine, that desperation has inspired an array of so-called solutions, some of which are effective and safe, and others that are risky and exploratory. Unfortunately, because the problem of snoring is so acute, it's actually fatal in some cases, and you can't get more acute than that. There exists widespread confusion and misinformation with respect to how to end snoring once and for all. The purpose of this audiobook. The purpose of this audiobook is simply to provide an answer to that most fundamental of snoring demands, how to end snoring once and for all. And as you'll see in just a few pages, the answer often does not lie in expensive and risky surgeries. In fact, in some cases, and we'll talk about this later on in the audiobook, surgery can be counterproductive and expose the snorer to other health risks. Fortunately, however, there exist several proven non-surgical anti-snoring devices, techniques, and tips that have worked wonders. These non-surgical solutions have literally saved lives, and just as valuably, they have profoundly improved the quality of life for millions of people who found themselves at their wits' end when it came to snoring, both their own or in that of a loved one, who was becoming less and less lovable as the snoring continued. Before we look at these non-surgical methods of ending snoring once and for all, it's helpful to understand just what snoring is on a biological level. We'll look at what causes snoring and what creates those Z's, which we now know are not as happy and enjoyable as we remember them from our childhood drawings. Once we've looked at the causes of snoring, we'll take a deeper look at why snoring is a problem. Obviously, we already know that it's a problem, but it's well worth the time to understand just how devastating untreated snoring can be, both for the snorer and indeed for the non-snorer. You'll likely be amazed, if not a little disturbed, by the dizzying array of problems that are quite clearly traced back to snoring, problems that can manifest on both the physical and emotional levels. After that, we'll be in a position to take a look at remedies for snoring, and our first focus here will be on surgical procedures. Why? Because it's important for us to understand scientifically why surgical procedures to end snoring are dangerous and often counterproductive. This is very important information that everyone should know, because it paves the way for the final section of this audiobook, Non-Surgical, Safe and Proven Methods of Ending Snoring Once and for All. So remember, if you have kids and see them draw or paint happy pictures of sleeping people with Z's rising from their peacefully dreaming bodies, you might want to think twice before sticking those keepsakes to the fridge, or framing them and putting them on your desk at work. Once you finish this audiobook, you'll likely never be able to look at seemingly innocent, safe snoring in the same way. Section 1. The Causes of Snoring. So, just what the heck is snoring anyway? Technically, snoring is defined as any resonant noise from the respiratory tract that emerges during sleep. Biologically, snoring refers to a vibration in the airway connecting the nose and the mouth, a vibration that can emerge through the mouth, the nose, or, as some non-snorers are painfully aware, it can emerge through both. As you can sense, the more narrow the airway, generally speaking, the more intense the vibration, and ultimately, the louder the snore. You may also be wondering why snoring only seems to emerge at night. After all, people literally use their airway every moment of their life. So why is snoring a nocturnal dilemma? The answer to this is found in looking at the tissues within the airway. This tissue is very soft, and at night becomes relaxed. It's similar to how some muscles, like biceps, become relaxed at night since the body does not require them. As the throat and its subsequent tissue relaxes during sleep, the wind tunnel airway becomes narrower and hence snoring occurs. Why do some people snore louder than others? This too is the reason why some people snore louder than others, and why the actual tone and pitch of one snore may be rather different than another. The actual snoring sound that emerges is dependent upon the force of wind that is being pushed through the narrowed airway. As you can envision, the more potent the force of wind, in other words, the faster the speed of the wind, the louder the snoring. This is also why even babies can snore, but it's often not considered snoring in the conventional sense. Because an infant's force of wind through their wind tunnel is so mild, they can easily be ignored, though this can lead to complications. Infant snoring can be a symptom for a breathing and/or respiration problem, including allergy. However, while snoring affects people of both genders and of all ages, it typically does